Syrian refugees exceed a million mark in neighboring Lebanon, making it the country with the highest per capita concentration of refugees in the world's recent history.
We have now a million refugees here in Lebanon, which is one quarter of the population, and every single refugee reflects a life that has been absolutely devastated by this crisis. We're doing our best to keep up. The Lebanese society is incredibly strained by the additional burden that these refugees are bringing to bear in a tiny country.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says the large number of Syrian asylum seekers has made it hard for Lebanon to provide humanitarian aid for the refugees. The UNHCR also says the agency registers 2,500 new refugees daily in Lebanon. That is over one person for every minute. Lebanese officials say there are also as many as 400,000 refugees who are not registered. Syria has been gripped by deadly violence since March 2011. Tens of thousands of people have been killed and millions more displaced due to the ongoing conflict. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined Mr. Sami Ibrahim, who is a Middle East affairs analyst, and he's joining us now on the line from Birmingham. Mr. Ibrahim, thanks very much for joining us now. How do you react to these harrowing details and the lack of response by the international community?
Well, obviously, according to United Nations data, that so far, as you said, 1 million, the last 3 days I've been looking at the United Nations data, it's reached 2 million Syrian refugees. There is, according to the United Nations, there's a need for 500 million to be able to host and to feed those who actually refugees in neighboring countries, such as Lebanon, Turkey, Egypt, Jordan, Iraq. Now, there's no the commitment by United Nations, right, is not being made. So that's the problem, the living in dire situation in Jordan, in the Za'atari camp, where people had to endure hunger, cold winter. Your children, obviously, you didn't see anything now in the media about children dying, lack of food and medicine. We only hear about the those who've been killed by the fanatic Wahhabis who are killing civilians in Syria. We're not being told anything about what's happening in the refugee camps. In Lebanon, for example, in Jordan, the Za'atari camp, young girls being raped, children being abused, the host country not taking even an action. Where is the United Nations from that? What the United Nations doing? Why didn't send United Nations forces to secure and to be sure that camps are safe? Well, kids being kidnapped, some old men coming from the neighboring countries such as Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, forcing, had a forced marriage, buying girls for a week or two. A shame. Where is the United Nations from that? No protection for the children, no protection for the refugee camps. And the host countries, especially I'm talking about the Za'atari camp in Jordan, have failed completely to secure any measure of safety to these refugees. Now, nearly 2 million, 52% of the Syrians are refugees. This is a lot. Lebanon cannot actually cope with the amount of refugees. And they're creating a disaster, and now they're saying, oh, we need to do humanitarian mission, means more killing, more refugees. They want to invade the country under so-called humanitarians. If they really care about these refugees, they should feed them in the host countries. They should look after them where they are now, not invading a country and causing more havoc and killing civilians. That is the problem with the refugees. It is sad where the Arab world shamelessly watching what's happening. There's much money to arm these Wahhabis, to kill more. There's no money to feed these refugees. I don't understand that. Where there's money for killing machine, but no money for food and milk for those refugees.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, we do appreciate your insight there. That was Mr. Sami Ibrahim speaking to us live on the line from Birmingham.